When the world just seems crazy, like everything's going bananas and kids are getting permission to say what they can and they have free speech zones on campus and, you know, bias crimes are something that the university are holding people accountable for and the whole world's gone nuts. I turn to people that have reason. I go to sage advice and people of reason like Professor Alan Sachs of the University of Texas in Arlington. Professor, welcome back to the program.
I agree with you completely. The whole world is turned upside down.
It's weird, isn't it?
It really is. I don't know who's causing it. It's not President Trump. It's I have my own people who I'm blaming it on. I have some friends who are in the Democratic Party, and what they have to say about the president and what they have to say about a lot of things, you just want to hold your head, you know, but I try not to argue with them too much. I've lost a lot of friends over the years because of my opinions. They're Democrats, and I'm not. And it's really caused a lot of consternation.
So the divide is, well, I just saw this. So maybe you saw some of these clips from California over the weekend at the California Democratic Convention, right, for the Democrat Party.
Booing anybody that said that socialism was bad.
Yeah, anybody that didn't click off the box. I'm for socialism. I'm for Medicare for all. I'm for taking everybody's guns away. If you deviated, if you have one individual thought that doesn't line up exactly, then you got run out of town.
What do they think created the movie industry? It was not socialism.
Yeah, no kidding. But what do you think that says about the Democrat Party going forward? If you don't agree with everything right down the line, because I thought that it was still a mainstream party that had extreme elements, but I watched those videos, whether it was Hickenlooper or Delaney or any of these other. No, I understand they're second-tier candidates, but still, if any of the main-tier candidates had come out and said any of those same things, they too would have been booed. And so I thought it was a mainstream party, but really it looks like a party that has been completely taken over by the extreme left. Your
thoughts?
It
really has been. I heard Kristen Gillibrand yesterday at a town hall, and she just screams, you know, I'm running for president of the United States. And I thought, I know that. I know that. You know, quit screaming at me. And she was just unbelievably rancorous, attacked Fox News while they were broadcasting her. And I have to give Chris Wallace credit. I don't always agree with his methods, but he was good. He said, isn't it a little bit impolite to attack the network that has given you all this free time? And I'm not sure if she backed away from it or not, but just incredible bad manners. And he also nailed her when she was a congresswoman some years ago, 13 or 14 years ago. She represented a fairly conservative district in upstate New York, which is hard to find, but there it was. He brought out all the things that she was for then and now that she's against. And she tried to slip away from that and said, well, now I have a broader area to represent. And she's changed everything. She hates the NRA, called the most terrorist organization around, a terror organization. You know, I mean, just this intemperate language that people like that are using.
Hey, I understand. You know, it's interesting to note that the Democrats have embraced up and down the line this extremist platform, whether it's Kirsten Gillibrand saying the NRA is the worst organization in America and that they profit from guns, although they don't sell guns, but all they want to do is sell guns. So she's wrong about that. You look at people that get up on the stage like John Hickenlooper, the former popular governor of Colorado, who says it's a bad idea, both policy-wise and politically, to eliminate 150 million people from insurance they like, and he gets booed to the point where he can't even speak. I mean, it's breathtaking.
And, of course, that's California, but that's a significant part of the Democratic Party.
Sure it is. That's the entire popular vote win.
You know, when they talk about, you know, she won more popular votes than did President Trump, and she did, coming from California mainly and New York. It's a very divided country. And then you have the movie industry, the entertainment industry, boycotting Georgia over abortion, and you begin to say, what is going on? You know,
yeah,
it's incredible. And this is a woman's reproductive rights, you know, that they can do that stuff.
Well, here's the thing, and back to the Fox News town hall that you just mentioned, Professor Alan Sachs here with us. When asked about that, when asked about third trimester, late term abortion, she said, well, that doesn't happen. That's not the conversation. That's a lie. It's not true. It's exactly the conversation, because that is exactly what the state of Illinois and the state of Vermont and the state of Maine and others have said they want. They want abortion to be an elective procedure on demand, with or without cause. So for them, the Democrats to try to sidestep this as a non-issue is it's lying, frankly. It's dishonest and it's lying, because the state of Illinois, among others, saying you could terminate a pregnancy, therefore terminate a viable child at any time in the pregnancy. And if you saw this other story over the weekend, Professor, a child that was born at about 9 ounces.
That's right. It was about and about the size of a baseball or something.
Right.
Like
that child has now gone home. The smallest child born, delivered alive, that has since survived and gone home. So if you can keep a child alive at 9 ounces, and that was at about 22 weeks of gestation, I believe, the viability, like I've talked about in this program, when you get to 24, 25 weeks is 90%. When you get to 30 weeks, it's in the mid to high 90s. I mean, the viability of that fetus gets to the point that it's, well, it's almost 100%.
You know, you can't even talk to some people on the left. I mean, literally cannot talk to them. I've had some very good friends, and we were conversing, you know, for a while, and now can't even talk to them. It is just, something's happened to the country, and I have a hunch what it is. Everybody's going to blame it on President Trump, but if you look at it historically, I think President Trump was right on a couple of things. I'm going back a little bit in time. They asked him before he became president, what created President Obama? And he said, George W. Bush and the economy.
Yes.
I think he was right. Then I would go a little bit further yet and say, what created President Trump? President Obama
no
created
question.
President Trump.
Yeah, I wrote articles about that. I think we got President Reagan as the direct result of Jimmy Carter.
That's right.
We did, because of Jimmy Carter's abysmal handling of his time in the Oval Office. Barack Obama, at the end of his presidency, had pushed things so far to the left in so many places in forgotten middle
That's
America,
right.
forgotten America, where I am, that you got Donald Trump. And yes, this is often true. That's how the pendulum swings back and forth, because of one team going too far and the other one pushing back and saying, that is too much for us.
And the American military was so downgraded during President Obama's administration.
Oh, terribly.
I had no idea how bad it was before President Trump took over.
Terribly. Alan Sachs, the professor of political science at the University of Texas Arlington, always here on Mondays. He's been coming here for, I think, 7 or 8 years. Greatly appreciated, Professor.
I love it. I'm holding on because President Trump's going to create some news in Britain today.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, he's going to say, hey, Teresa, get out of here. Send in Boris.
That's right.
Something
hey,
like
Queenie.
That.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Where's Meghan Markle? Where is she? And never mind. That's all right, Professor. Greatly appreciate it. You have a great week.
Thank you so much.
There you have it. 41 after on the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. The president on his way to the UK, as we've been talking about. We'll be right back.
We are here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.